hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning studio.
Morning.
All right, big show. Jody Messina comes in later.
Heads Carolina, tails California.
I read this. The most attractive male body part is? Amy?
Male body part.
The most attractive male body part is?
It's easy, Amy.
Biceps.
A strong upper body is the most attractive. Big shoulders.
I was thinking shoulders, chest, biceps. Yeah. Okay.
What about brain? Why can't people like me just get looked for our brain?
You asked for the most attractive body part.
Yeah.
I guess people automatically go physical.
And they can't see your brain, to
yeah.
be fair about.
Your brain is covered by your head.
It's never nerdy guys like me that get the
by your
love.
Hair.
Yeah. I read that this morning. One tip to instantly increase your attractiveness for guys and girls, by the way. Nodding your head. Because it makes you seem more likable and approachable. So if you're just nodding your head.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of those.
Okay, interesting.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
Jenny in Chicago, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I just wanted to call. Good, thanks. Just calling to say that I'm a new country listener and love that you guys are now in Chicago.
Oh, thanks. So how long have you been listening to country music as of today?
Maybe like yesterday. Like a couple months.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that, yes.
Yeah.
So why would you switch over and listen to country music now?
You know what? A few friends had suggested it, and they started playing music when we were at their house. And I'm like, oh, this is country. Like, it's not old school country that I know. So I started, you know, switching over in the morning on my commute to work. And love that you guys are, like, kid-friendly. Songs are kid-friendly. And just really, you guys are entertaining. And you make my commute every morning just a lot easier. So thank you, guys.
Well, thanks a lot. Are there any artists... Being so new, you're a couple of months in. Who are your favorite artists right now?
Okay, so I don't really know their names yet.
Okay, if sing it, we'll know it. I like this game.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. How about I Am a Little Beautiful and Crazy? Like
Luke Combs. Beautiful, crazy. Yeah. That one?
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah, he's a good dude, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe like sunrise, sunset.
Sunrise, sunset, sunburn, repeat. That is Luke Bryan. I like that dude too. Go ahead.
I got to brush up on my name. Yeah, so I'm getting there.
Those are your two, though.
Those are my two favorites. Yeah.
That's good. I like both guys. You'd probably be like, oh, they're actually cool humans too. So, well, listen, let me welcome you to the show. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
And welcome you to the country music family. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a good call. How about that? Let's go over to Allie in Maine. Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby.
You good?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm real good. What can I do for you?
Well, there's a few things. First, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for, like, over a year now. I listen to you every single day. I love you, and I love how, like, weird you are, and you embrace it, and you just don't care about what anyone thinks of you, and I just really admire that. And I love Lunchbox and when he tries to guess weights, and then I love Amy and how she's so funny, and I really enjoy Pimp and Joy, and I just love everything.
Well, how about this? We should put her in a commercial or something. I wish I had some money to buy a commercial. I'd put her in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice of you. And you live in Maine, huh?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So a few weeks ago, a girl from Maine called, and all she said was, like, there's just a bunch of cows in Maine.
Yeah, which I thought was odd. I was like, cows? Of all the animals, she's like, all we got is cows.
Yeah, I was like, no. Of course we have cows, and we have cornfields and potato fields, but we also have, like, a whole coast of beautiful ocean and mountains, and Portland, Maine is like one of the best cities to live in and travel to, so I think you should really come and do a comedy show here.
Yeah, I'm into the idea of going to Maine. I don't know when, but I'm into it. I've never been to Maine. There's only like three states I haven't been to.
Yeah, I haven't been to Maine.
And that's one of them. So can I stay at your house?
Sure.
Would that be weird, really, if I was like, hey, I called you off the air. Allie,
oh, my gosh. What if that's a thing you started doing, traveling from state to state and staying with listeners?
After the show, though, I called her. I was like, hey, Allie, it's Bobby. Listen, I know this is weird. You called the show. I saved your number. Is there any way I can stay with you for like a week if I come up there?
A week?
<Yeah. laughs>
No, I live on the water, so you can enjoy the view.
And I just didn't leave. I was that guy. Allie, thank you for calling. We really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you guys, and I listen to you every single day. Even if I miss it, I listen to the the podcast, and I listen to your Bobbycast, and it just, it really is really uplifting.
No, thank you very much. Well, have a wonderful day. That's a good call. Man, thanks for that. Bobby Bone, come on. We get a lot of notes up here on the show, so I have a mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
So this one's not for me. Amy, it's to you, and it's not super nice. But cool. We try to be as honest as possible. I just thought you'd like to respond to this. It's, hi, Amy. I listen every morning on the way to work, and I love the show. I figured out a while back, Amy, that you live on my street. Believe me when I tell you that when we wave hello as you're walking by our house with your husband, your kids, or your friends, we're being neighborhood friendly, like we have been for 10 or 15 years we lived here. So when you turn away, ignore, and don't return the greeting, it's just rude. We all have kids and would love for your adorable kids to join in with the neighborhood kids anytime. No one cares about your celebrity. We're all from here. We have plenty of celebrity friends. We're a fun group of moms who like to drink wine on the porch and have a good time. Even if you're not interested or give zero cares, as Bobby says, returning a wave is hello or just polite.
Ouch.
Sincerely, the group of moms near you.
Ooh.
I thought that was harsh, but that's not you. I don't know what the misunderstanding is there. That is not Amy, but I'm curious as to why you hate her.
I think the misunderstanding, I've never felt more misunderstood because I don't know what moms could be referring to on my street. Like, I know there's a single dad on my street with kids that we hang out with sometimes, but I don't, like, if somebody waves, I wave back. Sometimes I wave first. Like, when I'm with my husband, my kids, or my friends, I may be engaged with them, so I may not see everything. The only thing I can think is happening is if we've turned around, maybe we've decided to go a different direction or go to the grocery store or go eat some, like, my neighborhood is full. Like,
do you know who that is?
No. Mm. No, I don't know who that is. I don't know a bunch of moms on my street. I don't know. It's like when I heard that, it's like an email that kind of goes like, you suck, you suck, you suck. Our kids should hang out. You suck.
Oh, true.
I did hear that too.
Like, that doesn't make me, why would that just, I feel very, very misunderstood, and I would not do that to somebody. And
I will say that whole email is not what I know you as. You're literally the nicest person I know.
And like, I never assume someone would know that I am. It's not because I'm a celebrity. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to wave because I don't even think I'm a celebrity. So I'm going to extend...
I don't think you are either, if you hear.
I'm going to extend grace to that email and assume that she thinks I saw her wave or thinks I turned around, and it's just a lie she's told herself in her head. We do that. I'm guilty of that, too.
There you go.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
It ain't always pretty, folks.
I mean, wow. Should right. I reply? Okay. Bobby
Bones. Yeah. This woman in Arizona was just walking down the road, and I guess the wind blows and blows a beehive out of a tree, and it lands on her head. And then 30 bees stung her.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
She was doing anything. She was walking.
Can I get out of my car and walk under it? It falls on my head.
It fell on your head?
Yeah, it fell directly on my head. I heard it, like, explode on my head. Oh. I just want to say that I'm happy that I'm not allergic, and I'm happy that this didn't happen to somebody that was, so I'm okay with it happening to me.
Can you imagine if you were allergic? Wow. Like, you could die. Yeah. But she said that she ran in the house and took a bunch of Benadryl and jumped in the shower. Then she went to the hospital. She's all good. She's recovering. But she's just walking down the street and a beehive lands on her head. That's like from Dumb and Dumber or something.
Yeah.
Where that happens. Last night, I was at the house. And I'm home. I didn't have anything to do last night, which is rare. So I worked until about 2 or 3 o'clock. Watched some of The Office. I guess that was about it. I texted you last night, huh?
Yeah. But just some stuff for me to do, I guess.
I guess that, like, I'm still working.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that about?
My podcast.
Oh, got it. Got it, got it, got yeah. it. Yeah, so.
I know. You were like, hey, actually, no, this is how Bobby hit me up. It said greetings. And I was like.
That's how I open most of my texts now. I start with the greetings.
Interesting.
And I was like, hey. Huh,
okay. Why, you don't like that?
Is this and formal? It's very formal.
He kind of gave me direction on something with my podcast, and I replied back, okay. And then that was it. I was like, good talk. I mean, in my head.
No, I was like,
guess he's busy. But now I know he wasn't.
I don't think that's true. I think I was busy in my own little way. Let's go to South Carolina. Hello, who's this? Anna?
It's Dana.
Hey, Dana. I guess the D's cut off. Hey, Dana, how's it going?
Hey, Dana. Hey, Bobby. Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I'm a first-time caller. I'm excited to be on. I've been wanting to call y'all.
Well, cool. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I've been listening to y'all for years. My fiance and I listen to y'all every day. And I am a therapist at an Alzheimer's Day Center here that's new here. And I steal the morning corny and the tell me something good every day for my patients, and they love it. And
oh, that's nice.
It's pimping joy to my patients every day.
Well, look at you.
I love that.
And yeah, look at you at that job, too. Pretty selfless person, huh? That's the answer I would expect from you, Dana. That's the answer I would expect.
I appreciate you because it brings joy to them every morning.
Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for sharing. And you don't even have to credit us. Just take it and act like you found it. We don't care where you say you got it from. But we love that. Thank you, and thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sugar Land, Texas. Three guys were breaking into a Best Buy about 3 a.m. when one of them accidentally butt-dialed 911.
So wait, they were breaking into a place?
Breaking into Best Buy.
And then they called 911. What are the odds? they pushed the emergency 911?
Yeah, I guess in their pocket. And so the 911 guy's like, what's your emergency? What's your emergency? And when no one answers, they have to send a police car. So they pinged the cell phone to the Best Buy.
That would be my luck if I finally got into robbing. That would be what I would accidentally do. Yeah, that's unfortunate for them. But fortunate for justice, I will say.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I'm assuming cops showed up and arrested him.
Cops showed up. They ran, but the canine unit.
Dogs got him.
Oh, yeah. Got the dogs out. Roof, roof, roof.
A dog takedown always makes me flinch because they jump, grab him by the arm, and just yank him
down. They do fly through the air. It's pretty cool to watch when you watch live PD or cops. Woo!
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Robert King, stuck in traffic on his way home in Chicago. He saw an accident. He pulled over to see if anyone needed help because he was like, well, let me see. Someone did. There's a doctor. He was an organ transplant surgeon. He was trying to take donated organs to a waiting patient. This is the guy that was in the wreck. And then the guy was like, oh, wow, give me that. And so he takes him and takes the doctor and runs him to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
He just happened to pull over and see this, see the wreck. And the guy's like, I do need help because I got to get out of here and get these organs.
Wow.
And he did. So a man pulls over to check on wreck, ends up delivering donated organs.
Crazy.
That's a good one right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This woman came out of a coma after nearly 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being out for that long then waking up and the whole world's changed?
Everything. And do you still have family and people around you? I don't know.
I would think if you're still alive, you do, because somebody's got to make that decision to keep the bills being paid.
Uh-huh.
The woman went to a coma after a car which she was riding in collided with a bus in 1991 when she was 32 years old. According to the report, she had just picked up her 4-year-old son from school when the accident occurred. She was in the back seat with the boy. Her brother-in-law was driving. The boy, who's now in his 30s, said when she saw the crash coming, she hugged me to protect me. He walked away from the crash unharmed. He's still alive. So I guess he's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mother would not see her son for exactly 27 years, so nearly 30 years. I never gave up on her because I always had the feeling that one day she would wake up. She continues to undergo medical treatment. Almost 30 years in a coma. Aside from it being an awesome story, how nutty would it be to wake up? Just, Amy, because you wouldn't know. Like, when you're out, you just don't know. You just close your eyes and wake up. Like, if you were just to close your eyes right now and wake up in 30 years, hover cars. I'd have a robot girlfriend that I'd probably be madly in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, I knew it.
Yeah. I would wake up to that, wouldn't I?
Well, you don't have to like highlight that one, especially of all the jokes. But yeah, anyway, crazy story, huh?
That is crazy.
Joshua in New York, what's up, bud?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
Hey, so I called you guys a long time ago, back in August, right before I left for basic training for the Army. And y'all told me to call you back once I got out. And now I'm finally out of my basic training, AIT. And now I'm stationed out here in Colorado. I thought I'd call you guys up.
Look at this. Come on. Look at this guy. I remember Joshua. But back then, his voice wasn't so deep. Sounds like maybe.
He's growing up.
Yeah. Sounds like he's got a little hair on his chest now, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely changed a lot since I've joined, that's for sure.
So what'd you do physically? Did you lose a bunch of weight? Did you get in shape?
So actually, I gained, since I left, I gained about 20 pounds of, like, like straight muscle. Like basic training just changed, like shaped me up like insanely amount.
Did you like it or did you not like it? Like, what do you say about it?
So it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed, like, I enjoyed shooting the M4s. I enjoyed doing, like, throwing grenades, doing the FTXs, sleeping outside, doing the outside training. I mean, the part I didn't really like about it was the annoyance of it. Just, like, just the dumb stuff they would have you do sometimes. But I kind of figured, like, they're shaping you into a soldier, so you got to, you know, work through it.
And that's what you sound like, my friend. There he is. Yeah. There he is, Joshua. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate that call. Good luck, bud. Man. Good to hear from you again.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A new study says that listening to sad music when you're sad can actually make you feel happier, at least happier than upbeat music does. The researchers think it's because uplifting music is just irritating when you're feeling sad. It's like being in a bad mood and somebody's in a good mood. You're right. Just like, love it.
Okay, that makes sense.
What's your favorite sad song?
I mean, I would have to go with Coldplay's Fix You. That one gives me the feels. Every single
so
time.
Good.
And the story behind why Chris Martin wrote it for Gwyneth after she lost, I'm pretty sure it was her dad died, and he just wanted to fix her.
It's such a good song. It is sad though.
I will try to fix you.
Oh, so
I know, I have like little goosebumps.
I know.
Like, it's a good one. If you need to feel that. One will do it.
My favorite three songs, period, are slow songs.
Slow and sad?
Yeah, I guess. Like, my favorite song ever is
Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Sad.
It's a love song, but it's a sad love song.
It's not warm when she's away.
Like, he loves her so much that when she's gone, it ain't good.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It's Bill Withers. Another one of my top favorites.
Blue.
Willie Nelson. This is like one of the greatest songs ever.
Yes.
So sad, too.
When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never.
I mean, this is basically because I fly a lot in my airplane playlist. Because this is the music I love.
Because everybody hurts.
R.A.M. Everybody Hurts. Jam.
He put that bomb.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh.
Whiskey Lullaby. No, these are all, like, the songs I listen to the most.
Everybody Hurts. Pull the trigger.
Drank away her memory.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Slow dancing in the burning room. John Mayer.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
Stop this train.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home.
I have these lyrics written in my bedroom.
I can't take this.
Those are like my favorite songs. Not even my favorite sad songs, just my favorite songs.
I know.
If tomorrow never comes, it's all just a thing, man. I know. You think I'm sad?
Won't someone stop this train?
No. But you do. Do gravitate towards that. Like, I think it's part of you just needing to feel. Sometimes you don't take the time to feel, and whether you're feeling happy or sad, it's just good to feel. And I think sometimes this is what makes you feel, and oddly makes you feel happy.
What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Well, I mean, it's just the list went sad to sadder.
Yeah, I love it. Those are my favorite songs.
Tears in Heaven on that list?
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man.
Bobby puts that on for a good time.
All right, time to party, everybody.
Let's spill the tea.
Spilling the tea will be Lunchbox.
Oh,
oh great.
He's always spilling tea. Like, it's
hey, the tea spiller.
He like looks for tea to spill.
Good.
He's
no,
like,
hey, sorry, the tea comes to me and I'm like, I gotta spill it. So, Chick-fil-A, we all love Chick-fil-A here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Chick-fil-A was nice enough, I guess they're fans of the show, but they sent us a little card and they said, here's a free Chick-fil-A sandwich for everybody on the show.
Oh,
so
wow.
There was
like
nine cards for a Chick-fil-A sandwich for each person. And then there's one person named Eddie that decided he should take all nine cards
for
himself.
You stole all the cards and didn't
tell us? Nine cards?
Guys, nine. Nine of them. Didn't ask, hey, is it okay if I take your card? No. He just said, you know what? There's nine of them. I'll take those. Thank you.
You took all nine cards?
And he took all nine.
Can I explain?
Did you take all nine? It's a yes or no question.
Oh, wow.
Did you yes or no?
I took all nine.
All nine, guys.
They've been sitting there forever.
No.
I didn't know about them.
There's so much stuff in that glass room that you guys don't even know.
Wow. Then why don't you say, hey, show.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A sent nine cards. I know you all love Chick-fil-A. Would you like a sandwich, or would you mind if I take these home to my 17 kids?
Because I saw them. That's exactly what
he
I was
saw
thinking.
Them,
I saw
like,
them, and I go, ooh, free sandwich cards. I do have a lot of kids. I mean, that would be good dinner. So I took them, and we had dinner. Guys, I've had Chick-fil-A for weeks. It's been amazing.
Why are you bragging? You stole our cards. Okay.
So here's the deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eddie. You owe us all a sandwich.
Oh my I agree. Gosh.
Yeah,
he did. Okay, let me. This is what I would prefer.
Dang it!
I'll donate my card to you.
Oh, thank you. So you that's eight cards that I stole.
Hold on. Let me just say this to everyone here. There's a lot of stuff that comes to the studio. It doesn't get to me. It rarely gets to Amy. If you're gonna take something, just run it by.
I just saw him there because I walk by every day.
Well,
I'm
you
like,
know
those
what?
Cards are still there.
No one approached me. Just check. That's all. Just all general right. for everybody. Just check.
Okay.
I'm not mad. You know what? Keep my sandwich too.
Really?
This time.
So I only stole seven.
You know what? I tell you what, they're all yours this time.
If
anyone's upset, I will buy you a Chick-fil-A sandwich in place of Eddie's that he took.
Thank you. I'll take
There's
a Chick-fil-A
only one
sandwich.
Person upset. Bones.
Okay.
That's lunchbox.
I will give you $1.99.
Okay? They're more than $1.99. You ever been to Chick-fil-A?
Okay, $3.49.
Many times.
Dang it. I knew it was going to be about me.
Yeah, when you steal things, you get busted. That's how it works.
Has anybody taken anything else from the studio? Mm.
I did leave the milkshakes, though. There's still milkshake cards
You don't
in
get
there.
A prize for doing what normal people are supposed to do.
Okay.
Like, do you want me to reward you for not stealing?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I mean, why wouldn't you take
but
the
you're
milkshakes
not mad at me, right?
while you're at it?
No.
Yeah, but Eddie. Well, he was trying to make it not obvious. He was trying to leave something there like, oh, see, there's stuff still there.
He has extra kids. Eddie's fostered two extra children.
Correct.
And you
they
know,
enjoyed the sandwiches.
A little bit of my heart. Is leaning your direction mm-hmm. in general.
For sure.
So you're not mad at me?
No, you're okay.
That was Let's Spill the Tea!
All right. No, you're good. You're good.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tony was driving to work in his pickup truck, and he looks to the right, and he's like, oh my gosh, there's a house on fire. He calls 911, but he's like, I don't know when they're going to be here. So he runs into the house because there's an 83-year-old man stuck inside. He runs to the second floor, gets him out on the roof, and they can't get down. So other neighbors bring a ladder and put it up there so they can bring the 83-year-old man down.
All while the house is on fire.
All while the house is on fire, all before the fire truck gets there.
Wow. All while the house is on fire.
Yeah.
Multiple people. Yeah, that's awesome. Dang. I probably like down three blocks away. Holy crap. Yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
All right, time to laugh, everybody.
The Morning Corny.
I just got over my addiction to chocolate marshmallows. And nuts.
Okay, yeah, how's that going?
I'm not gonna lie, it was a rocky road.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah,
all right, all right. Yeah, I was a little worried. That's pretty good, though.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Jody Messina.
Here she comes walking down the hallway right now.
Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere.
There she is. There she is. Come over here. There she is again. What up?
What's going on with you?
It is good to see you.
I'm just throwing my gum out. So this is, you know.
Yeah, but what kind of gum you chewing?
Videotape. Here, everybody. No.
Have a seat here. There she is. Jody Messina. Are you good?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Hey, everybody.
You know, have a seat right here. I want to talk to you about something here. About you. First of all, you have a... And this is... A similarity you and Amy have, that your son, his drum kit, and Amy's son, this is happening with Amy right now, too.
Did you see the Grinch that stole Christmas?
No, I haven't. But, yeah, what? I don't even know the story about her son and drums.
So I saw on Instagram your son was playing drums.
Yeah.
And so he has a kit?
He does have a kit. He got a new Grinch kit for Christmas, and it was green, and I did a post. I'm like, the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Because, oh, I get it. I get it. I get it now. I thought you asked if I'd
all
seen
day.
Because he just beat it. Because Amy's thing is, she doesn't want her son just beating the drums all day, just like to hit something.
Oh, well, that's a good aggression getter out. You got a boy.
Yes.
So they need a way to release that, like, ah! Yeah, and then you're about to hit the pre-adolescent. So they he will need, because he's about to go through all these changes, like body changes and whatever. Yes, at 9 and 10 these days. And so he'll need something to get out his aggression. So that's when you just go, why don't you go to your room and practice? That's what I do with my son now. Like, whenever he gets home from school.
Are you okay with that now at this point?
Well, I mean, constant. I grew up, my brother was a drummer too. So I grew up, you know, we rattled the neighborhood. Noise. We were the ones that everybody was like, ugh, there's those Messina kids again making all this noise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I need to. I mean,
it's good for him.
He's taking lessons and his teacher says he's a natural.
There you go.
But I mean, we don't know if she's just saying that.
So you keep paying her?
That's what I said too.
Like, she was
natural, just needs a little more of my coaching.
Yeah. I said that too, and I was the villain when I mentioned. I said, Amy, she could just be saying that so he continues coming to class. And the listener said I was a bad guy for saying that.
Oh,
they did?
Yeah. Well, you're being realistic. Like, well, I don't think it's bad.
What's she going to say? Well, you know, I think you better throw in the towel.
Yeah.
But that's great, though, that he plays. What does he play to? Do you even recognize the songs?
Oh, we just started. Like, this is very new.
Yeah, it's been a big debate if she should even jump in. Yeah.
That's great, though. Yeah. That's great that he picked it up. Now, my kids, you know, grew up around it. So he grew up on the road. My son grew up on the road and started playing drums. He got his first kit when he was 3. You know, the little kid's kit, when the little teeny tiny. Now he's like, Mom, it's too small. I'm like, I'm saving it, dude. Like, when you're 30, you're going to go, my mom saved this kit, and it's awesome.
You know, I've been to the Opry and played the Opry the nights that you've been there, too. And so I was like, you know, we should get up here is, you know, Jody Messina, and I'm glad you could come up.
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's great.
So, you're from Framingham, Massachusetts. Is that true?
Well, the hospital I was born in was in Framingham. Well, so, you know, when they came around to write the bio, that's where But I was born and raised in Holliston, Massachusetts, about 30 miles west of Boston.
I know Framingham because I have a car dealership that I endorse there.
And really?
Framingham Ford. Yeah, and so when I saw that in your... Because they were like, hey... And I know about you anyway, but I was like, she's from Framingham? Because we drive through Framingham all the time if we're driving from Boston to, like, Northampton.
Oh, yeah,
Because I'll play a bunch of shows up in that area.
Nice!
So, yeah, well, never mind. You haven't been to the car dealership. We lost that point. That we're not the same.
Oh, no. But I've been there. My sister lives in North Framingham.
It's wild up there. We went for St. Patrick's Day and played... in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. Went and played a show.
Yeah.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole town was drunk.
And the river was green.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Yeah, you should be there during sports events. I mean, that's you're either for the team or your, like, life is in danger the whole time you're there.
So are you a Pats fan?
I'm a supporter of the New England Patriots and the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins. I was born into that.
And so you still are?
Yeah, I gotta, as much as I can, be a part of that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't seen TV in a long time.
Do you have? Are you watching television? Or are you watching Netflix with the boys or what?
Netflix is a big thing in our house, but we don't watch a lot of television. We spend a lot of time reading or doing stuff around the house. Or it's, you know, people were telling me things in the news that were going on. I was like, really? I was like, wow, I'm out of it.
Is this a conscious decision to keep your sons, like, off social media, away from, you know, the bubble?
Well, they're 7 and 9, so yeah, I'm always with them. If my kid wants to look up something on YouTube, he's looking up, you know, Jang Bricks and he builds Legos, or he's looking up, you know, how to play this drum part, or he's, you know, it's very, and I'm there with them because, you know, it's not really safe.
Oh, yeah, no, you gotta watch that.
It's
YouTube.
Like, hey, are you happy? Click this button. He's like, I'm happy, click, 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 you know, and you're like, ah, yeah. You know, before you know it, he's like, looking
at
crazy
stuff.
So,
no social media for your 10-year-old.
Not yet. You know, I think at some point, I mean, it's inevitable, but I just, not at 7 and 10. You know, I still want him to learn to play his drums right now.
You know what? I was looking at, I have your whole library up. You know what my favorite song of yours is?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I think most people would know, because you're going to play this in a minute. This is, I love this one. This is like when it comes out the bar, all us girls wave our hands up. Yeah. I'm going to roll through some of these. So tell me what you feel when you hear this one right now back.
Energy.
Yeah, that's a good word. Me too, I feel energy too.
Just fun, energy.
Which one was the biggest for you? You had a bunch of number ones. Which one was the biggest for you where you're like, oh, that actually moved the needle more than anything else?
I don't know that I was keeping track of that, which is sad. I'm going to say that because I was too busy looking ahead of you know, okay, well, Heads Carolina's out. What's next? You know, and I was too busy looking ahead.
Okay, well, let me play.
That's my answer.
Here's another one. Yeah, it's a fun one, too. What do you think when you hear this one?
I loved it. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I love this song. Just the, and again, it's energy. There's a lot of energy behind the song and strength. You know, I sang about the strength that I think at that point I sang about the strength I wish I could have had. You know, I wish I was that gutsy, or I wish I was, you know, bye bye love, meanwhile, you know, and dating some guy that treats you like garbage. You're like, the facade has ruined you all.
Jody Messina's here. How about this one? I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me. Do you still play all these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
I have to.
But here's the deal. The bulk of our audience is 18 to 35.
So
some of these songs, I was like, how do you know this song? Do you know what I mean? It's like, how do you know it? And so it still resonates with that age. So a bye-bye was, you know, applicable when we were, I keep moving away from the mic. Poor Bobby's having to ride the switch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, when we were the age we were at, you know, like 25 and Bye Bye came out, we're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, bye bye. I'll catch you later. Well, it still applies to the 25-year-old now. And so we are, you know, there was a video we had of a show we did in Texas, and someone looked at the video and they're like, that's all college kids. And I was like, I guess, yeah. I mean, because it still resonates. And then we still got the hardcore fans that have been with us the whole ride. So it's fun.
This is my jam here.
Okay. Somebody's going to give you a lesson and leave. And
somebody's going to do to you what you've been doing. This is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
You too?
I mean, it's up there. Somebody's going to give you a lesson and hurt. And somebody's going to leave you with your fire burning.
No way to put it out. What's crazy is, like, Heads Carolina and Lesson Leaving. That wasn't even number one. That peaked at number two, and that's the song that I really feel like I know you most from.
Lesson and Leaving or Heads Carolina? Which one?
Lesson and Leaving for me, because I would listen to Kiss of 96. This will come on. It just reminds me of a certain period of my life.
Yeah.
But it was a number two song. It actually didn't hit number one, but to me, that's why number one doesn't matter so much.
Yeah, it's a number, but that's the one we're all chasing. But it still gets airplay.
She's like, speak for yourself. I wanted that to be a
number
one. No, because I remember talking to somebody who was in the number one spot at the time, and they were
Who was it? Do you remember?
No, I'm not saying.
You don't want to say?
I'm not saying.
Well, we can look it up.
Never mind. I better not tell the story then.
Tell the story.
Never mind.
We won't look it up. Tell the story.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space. Us in the universe. Hi. No, but I was like, man, I wish I'd get out of the way. You know, and they were like, wah, wah, you know?
Speaks like wah, wah, if we had to, like, wah, wah.
Well, I think that's her way of not saying what they were really saying.
No, I know,
really
but I heard a tone
they
in there.
They actually said, wah, wah.
Wah, oh, wah. Really? I was like, oh, it's got to be a dude.
The heartlessness behind it.
Yeah, he's like, wah, wah. You know, probably quit your crying.
All right, let's have this guitar. Jody Messina's here. She got her guitar with her. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on! Come on!
That was so good!
That was so good! Wow!
More! We should do more.
Wow. She done good, didn't she?
That was so good. Yes. Jody Messina's here. That's so good. I don't know how you stay. I don't know how you stay so good.
Mm-hmm. I sound just like the record.
I would say better. More
Bobby,
pure. Just having you sing. And by the way, wonderful harmonies over there. Look at that. Look at that. Just slid right in there.
See, it's California.
Nailing harmonies. That's a high note. I know. I was respecting it. And she's singing it.
Dude, I was respecting it.
Yeah, I was respecting it.
We're on the way here singing this morning, and she's like, okay, just one run through. I'm going to make you do this on air.
Yeah, we
okay, so we're like laughing the whole way down, and I'm like, this is, you know, this is where you need the camera, is on the car ride where she's like, la, 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 la. Like, she's being all silly, and I was like, Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer.
You're chasing the sky, man.
It is high.
I was watching you too.
I appreciate that. You get it. You're chasing the sky. That is up there.
Because when she goes up, you gotta go up too.
But she overshot that note, and we just busted out laughing.
That's so, yeah, you're so
good. Because you gotta be good to be that bad.
I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I always like being around you. You have a lot of energy. You make me smile.
It's Jesus, Bobby.
You know.
No, well, thank you. You know where your joy comes from.
Well, listen, it is a pleasure to see you again.
It's good to see you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yes, Jody Messina. Follow her on Instagram at Jody Messina. You have your own name. That's a treat. It's hard. I don't have mine.
What are you,
Mr. Bobby Bones?
So everyone's like, oh, he thinks you should be called.
I know.
It's like, no, really,
somebody,
we just checked
the
letter.
Somebody stole Bobby Bones. Jody Messina, everybody. Jody, good to see you. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Women are hiring glam squads because they take their first picture after they have their baby and they want to look good holding the baby right after.
Yeah, it's like hair and makeup swoops in. In the delivery room.
Oh, which is wild, huh?
Yeah, right there, after it happens.
Mm-hmm. Women around the world are getting dolled up in hospitals right before and during birth. Mm-hmm. Now, I never been in a room where someone's giving birth, but Eddie, you have?
Yeah, I have. And I feel like there's too many people in there already to have like a glam makeup artist putting on makeup. I don't know how that's going to work.
Some people get pedicures and manicures during pregnancy. Some get their hair blown out.
Yeah, it's just... blow drying it, making it look good.
During labor. They get their hair blow dried as they're having the baby.
I mean, it is a distraction. It probably makes you feel pretty.
Oh, I didn't think about that way. The distraction could be good.
Yeah. Mothers feel pressure to look good in their first social post 3 hours after birth.
I mean, that's a little much. We shouldn't have that pressure, you know? Like, we need to remove that pressure from moms.
Eddie, when your wife had her baby, how long until you guys took a picture with the baby?
Immediately.
Yeah?
Yeah, immediately. Once she was, like, ready to, like, take a picture, because she had a C-section, so she had to be under a little bit, so she's kind of drowsy. But after she came out of that, it's picture time.
I was reading this thing about babies. Would you sign a baby nup? The new trend sees expectant parents drawing up contracts to agree how they'll divide child care and chores.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox, how do you guys divide child care between you and your wife?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's sort of like whoever's around, but if it's the middle of the night, it's the wife. If it's, you know, the baby's in a good mood, I can take care of the baby. But
if
I mean,
the baby's in a good mood.
Yeah. I mean, I change diapers, and I mean, I can put him down for a nap, and if he needs to be fed, I know how to feed him.
So what's the percentage on the diapers between you and your wife?
Oh, probably 65-35.
Her.
Just because she's around more.
But she's working full-time too, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying like at night and then in the morning when she gets him up for school or whatever, she has to change his diaper and then I pick him up from school. I'm only with him for about two and a half hours, so there's not many diaper changes in that time.
He means daycare, bud.
School. Oh, yeah, daycare, whatever.
He's like...
Hey, so will you ever see that your son has a diaper full and not change it and just wait till your wife... until she gets home?
No, I've never done that because it smells too bad. Like when they go in the bathroom, it smells and I can't take the smell. So I'll put my face in my shirt and I'll go in there and I'll dive in. Ugh.
Some couples are taking inspiration from financial prenups to create baby nups. So legally, you have to do, you know, X amount. Divide chores fairly between the two parents. Agree on custody arrangements if the couple split up.
I mean, that just sounds like zero fun right there.
But Amy...
Yay, we had a baby!
Preparation's not fun, just in general. There's no part of preparation that's fun.
Yeah. I just hope that without a legal document, you could figure out a way to, you know, make sure diapers are getting changed equally.
Well, you would hope that about even divorce. You'd hope without a legal document that everybody would just go, you know what, we had a good run.
Yeah.
Pat on the back, let's get out of here. It's probably a little much, but it seems like a rich person thing. A baby nup. Tell me something good coming up. Positivity on the way. Coming up, a woman saved her husband's life and then saved it again 2 weeks later. Amy has the story, and that's what's coming up. Also, hop on if you want to be part of the show. Here's Jane, who I guess is a big Tell Me Something Good fan in St. Louis. Hey, Jane.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening?
Hi. I just wanted to call and say good morning and hello. I am a fifth grade teacher in St. Louis, and on my way to work, I always listen to the Tell Me Something Good, and that's how we start our day in our little morning meeting. And I just wanted to say your show is a huge part of my class, and we love you so much, and thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, we have it coming up in like the next 10 minutes, and say hi to everybody in St. Louis.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
And as a wife, I can imagine having to like stay calm to save my husband's life twice. So this woman is at her house. Her husband was like plowing snow, sat down on the couch, had a heart attack. Then she had to call 911. She had to start performing CPR. She kept him alive until first responders showed up. Then, y'all, it happened again. Her husband had another heart attack shortly after. She was able to stay calm, perform CPR until the first responders arrived. In both situations, her fast reaction and her ability to stay calm, saved his life. Twice. And he's able to make a full recovery. Wow.
Twice.
Twice.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Miles and Raleigh. What's happening?
Bobby, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. You got a question?
Yeah, so I'm ready to propose to my girlfriend, but I have a small issue because her sister is getting engaged this weekend. So I'm just curious your thought and the team's thought on how long I should wait after she gets engaged this weekend until I can ask the question so I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
How close are the sisters?
Very close. Best friends.
How long you been dating her?
Going on 2 years.
Okay, so all that checks out. I would say you give it a week, but you really can do it as long as it's not in the next couple days, because I think they'd want to celebrate together. If they're best friends, how cool is that they get to celebrate together? Are you proposing based on that her dude is with her sister?
No, I kind of wanted to do it before, but he had already bought his ring. So I was kind of giving him his space and letting him plan it out, but he's kind of been dragging his feet and taking forever. But he's officially going to do it this weekend, and I'm just, ready over here, eager to do it. But I kind of want to make sure I give him his space since he had planned to do it first.
Okay, well, if he's going to do it this weekend, give him a week. However, if he doesn't, he drags his feet, you free, fire away, like fire when ready.
Or would it be fun
that's
if y'all...
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. I mean...
Now, what were you going to say, Amy?
Well, I'm just wondering, and I could be wrong, but would it be fun if y'all did it the same day?
Ooh. I don't know about that.
I'm not into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my
it's
bad.
It's a great idea. It crossed my mind, but
no, it's not great. Nobody thought it was great.
Well, they don't get their own, calls to the parents and their friends to celebrate it. They don't get their own day for their Instagram picture. They don't get their own space.
Oh, okay.
Like if it were two brothers proposing to two sisters, do it at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I feel like you can give it a week. But listen, if this knucklehead doesn't do it this time, go. Just pull the trigger. Beat him.
All right. Well, if he doesn't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. How does that sound?
Love it. As long as you have that conversation with him. Be like, hey, Chris or Matt or Dennis, whatever his name is. Be like, hey. You have Saturday. I'm going to give you a week. But if you don't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. That'll make sure he does it.
Perfect. Sounds like a game plan.
Did you ask the parents for blessing? Did you have to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm from the South, so that's just a courtesy we continue to do here. And I got the blessing, and I'm excited, but just trying to be respectful to the other guy as well. So.
Well, you told him. You said, I'll give you this time. If he doesn't do it, fire when ready, my friend.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, bud. Miles, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun fact Friday, and in my house, we eat a lot of bananas, and I had no idea. Do you know what you call a bunch of bananas and then what you call a single banana?
I would say a bunch of bananas would be bananas, and a single banana would be banana.
No. But a hand, a bunch of bananas is a hand, and a single banana is called a finger. Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Did you make that up?
I did not.
Well, when do we call them bananas?
Right.
So I'd say, can you hand me the hand of bananas? How many do you want? Just a finger.
That's weird. All right, what else? Give me another fun fact.
Fun fact. Cats don't have sweat glands all over their bodies like humans do. They only sweat out of one spot. Do you
their
know
tongue.
Where?
It's got to be their tongue.
No.
Where?
Their paws.
They sweat out of their paws?
All their sweat comes out of their paws.
Didn't know that. Well,
that's fun.
How fun. Give another one.
So while it's a myth that stress can turn hair gray, because I definitely thought that that was true, stress can cause hair loss. In fact, hair loss can begin up to 3 months after a stressful event. And yes, that is true. I can attest to that. I thought that's why I was getting gray hairs, but I guess that's just age. But a lot of my hair fell out after stress in my life.
My gray comes in one little spot on my chin,
mm-hmm.
and then my side burns a little bit. And I'll be honest with you guys, if I'm just fully admitting, whenever they do my makeup for American Idol, they take a mascara thing and color in my sideburns a little bit.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
I'll start doing that.
If I had a girlfriend or wife, I would just let it be that.
Yeah.
But I'm still peacocking.
Still trying to make
Showing those feathers.
I gotta make people think I'm cool still. I'm like young, which I'm not. What else, Amy? Give me one more fun fact.
Oh, one more?
One more.
Okay. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of
work.
A Starbucks.
Good guess.
Oh.
I'm gonna go more rural
than
that.
Where they grew up?
Walmart.
Oh, okay.
But Bobby, you didn't like in your, you grew up in a really small town, but it was like if someone was going into Walmart, y'all would like go knock on each other's doors and be like, hey, making a run to Walmart. Do you need anything?
Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 772.
Shout out.
And it wasn't Walmart. It was going to town, and town included Walmart.
Oh, gotcha.
So if they weren't going to Walmart, let's say they were going to rent a video for a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, we're going to town to get a movie, and you need something at Walmart. The rule was you stopped at Walmart to get washing powders.
If you what happened it. To the good old days, you know?
We got technology. It's awesome.
Amazon Prime.
Are you kidding? It's awesome now.
Within 2 hours, it gets delivered to your door.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
I mentioned the story about trophy wives and rich husbands because apparently all these scientists got together and they say that having an attractive wife or a high status husband makes a marriage stronger. Because these statuses seem to make people feel successful, which strengthens their marriage bond. And when there's confidence, people feel better. When they feel better, they act better with each other. Experts say in the context of romantic relationships, maximizers or people that seek a trophy wife or rich husband are those who look for the best possible partner and over the course of their relationships continue to compare their partner. Anyway, if you feel good, apparently you feel better. You work better.
You're chasing the rich husband or the trophy wife? You're chasing that? Because, I mean, if you're chasing the money, is his personality awesome? Or is he nice?
Well,
I think it's probably both.
All. Humans are all different. Amanda's on in Tennessee who has a rich husband.
What up?
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
So, you still have a rich husband right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, tell me about this. How's that working out for you?
It has its good days and bad days. I will say this, kind of like Amy just mentioned, the money, it's not about the money. They get to the point where they're all about, you know, money, making money to make you happy, but they're absent a lot to make that money. And so it puts a conflict in the marriage to where you don't see each other as much and you're left home alone with the kids or, you know, hanging out with your girlfriends. And so, honestly, my opinion would be I disagree with that completely because life's not about being rich and having money to make your marriage stronger.
So, this nice woman here, Amanda, who has a rich husband, is he older than you?
Only by 2 years. Well, 3 years.
So, not really.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, so he's not like 20 years older.
Yeah, he's not like 80 or 30.
Did you grow up... Did you grow up rich?
I did not. No.
Okay, so it's a different thing for you to actually be with someone with money.
Correct.
Huh. And you think that maybe it's not working out so good. That's what I hear.
Correct, because they get so focused on making money and working. They're all about money.
Yeah.
And they try to use the excuse. I mean, they use the excuse, oh, I'm doing it for us so we could get this and do this and go on this and go on this trip. But you only go on that trip once a year, and you're losing memories at home with your wife and kids.
I love that you called and shared this with us. There's a real,
very open.
Well, hold on. We need to ask her.
A little bit of honesty. Ask her what?
If she has shared this with him.
Oh.
Do what?
Have you shared this, like, with your husband, how you're feeling?
Oh, he knows. And his family has told him. He's been a workaholic his entire life. So that's just his personality. But over the years with his career and his job, it's just gotten a lot worse.
Mm. Is he a country music singer?
Excel.
Does he sing country music?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. That was going to be one of those wives.
How awesome would that be? It'd be one of those wives in that Caroline Hobby podcast. Listen, Amanda, thank you for calling and sharing your story. It's nice to have somebody with firsthand knowledge. And thanks for listening. I'm going to talk to Ron in Florida. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
You have a trophy wife?
I have a trophy wife.
Love it.
Tell me about this.
She is gorgeous. I've been with her for 34 years, been married 34 years. And I was so far, she was so far out of my league that I just went for it.
Now, are you a rich guy?
Am I a rich guy?
Yeah.
No.
How'd you get a trophy wife?
I just got lucky, man.
Oh. Does she know she's a trophy wife?
She doesn't know it enough.
Oh, there you go.
She don't know she's beautiful.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that kind.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany in Florida.
Yes, hi.
Hey, you have a rich husband?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so did you marry him because he was rich?
No, he became rich while I was married.
How do you like having a rich husband?
I love it. I mean, he's gone often. Yeah. Like, he's only here for... with us for like a week out of the month, but he's here with us when he's here. And I mean, he's gone, but he's doing stuff for us. And I think that's amazing that he works that hard for us.
And so what do you like get now that you didn't get before? Do you get like Fendi bags? Is it called Fendi?
Yeah.
Fendi.
Well, actually I grew up rich too.
Dang. So.
Nice. Look at this.
God,
yeah,
being so honest, I love it.
I know it's a very safe place right now.
I love this.
We enjoy this. Go ahead. So you grew up. You grew up in like how big was your house growing up?
I don't even 3,500 square feet. I don't really know.
Did you go to like private school, boarding school?
We didn't go to private or boarding school, but we could have afforded it. But
did you do equestrian or like what's the thing where you throw the ball? No,
lacrosse.
Uh-huh. No. I lived on a golf course, though, like right up on the fourth hole.
Right, fancy pantsy. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But he wanted to give
me
the same
life
that I had.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say? He wanted what?
He wanted to give me the same life that I had. He wanted, because he knew I had come accustomed to something, and he wanted to keep that going for me.
Oh.
What do they call that? Keeping up with the Joneses?
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, is it?
That's like if your neighbor's doing something, you do it just for that.
Got it.
Are you super hot, Brittany?
I don't know. I have a nice body, yeah.
Nice. Brittany's cool. I like Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh, she sounds cute.
I know.
Cute.
Yeah, listen, awesome. Be confident. I love it. Brittany.
I take care of myself. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Love it. Hey, thank you for the call.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So what's the story? This preacher has really expensive shoes?
Well, no, there's a new Instagram account that's been created called Preacher's Sneakers. And it just, like, puts up pictures of these, like, celebrity-type pastors who have, like, Yeezys and, like, Gucci belts and different things. And I don't know, just kind of interesting. So I started checking it out, and I'm like, oh, whoa. But they're, like, the pastor to, like, Kanye and Justin Bieber and
so what's the debate?
Stuff like that. I think it's a fun follow, but some people are like, well, so when I'm tithing, like, where is the money going? But some of these pastors, they may have book deals or other things where they have money coming in other ways, but they are pastors of like mega, mega churches. So you know that tithe amount is probably pretty big.
At Mount Pine Baptist, our preacher lived in a house next to the church. Is that normal where they would put that?
Yeah.
Like they had a house.
Yeah.
And they put them next to the church.
It was right there.
And we would just walk over, and sometimes we just walk over and like eat.
Yeah.
Really?
Over to the preacher's house. Yeah.
And just walk over there to show up.
A lot of times.
It's sort of like there's a pastor in South Carolina. I think this past Christmas, he bought his wife a $200,000 Lambo.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh,
I
mean, really?
Here's the thing.
Come on.
Let me say this about money. Don't tell people what to do with their money.
Oh, yeah. No.
If there's no sort of, hey, this is crooked going on, you can't tell people that they can't have a Gucci belt.
Yeah.
or buy 200. You don't know how they got their money.
I'm just saying, like Amy said, when you're tithing that money or teething, whatever.
I'm saying that's what some people are saying the issue. I don't have an issue with this. I just think the page is entertaining because then it shows you some of the shoes, like how much they are. Like, well, you click on these in the past, you think he's looking cute all stage with his Nikes, and then you're like, $1,000! And then there's like another pair for $5,000.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, Woo! Check these out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, those are $5,000 shoes that pastor's wearing?
Yeah.
Where are you getting that money?
No, I'm just playing.
I'm just playing.
That's what everyone's thinking.
I know. It's what they're thinking, but I'm just telling you to challenge that thought. When you see someone that is spending money on something, challenge that thought of, they shouldn't be doing that with their money. I don't care what they're spending it on. As long as it's not illegal or hurting anyone. People be like, oh, they only donated so-and-so. Like, somebody super famous will come out who's worth millions. And you'll hear, oh, they donated $5,000. People go, that's all they donated? They're worth millions. Okay, you do what you do with your money, and you let others do with their money, and who knows what else they're doing. So unless there's any wrongdoing that we find, where do you get that money, those $5,000 shoes? Holy cow.
They could have been a gift.
Yes,
from a,
they could have been.
From a person.
And church. Preachers get paid a salary, not so much dependent on the tithing for the most part.
Oh, they don't get the percentage of that?
As far as I know, you agree to be the pastor at a church.
See, I don't know how the big mega churches work, but like I grew up going to a really, really, really small church. And yeah, like things that happened at the church were dependent on what you gave.
Super small churches.
It was super small.
Yeah.
But so I don't know how the mega things work. And they may have, you know, curriculum they sell or something.
I remember when our preacher showed up with a No Fear shirt. I was like, how do you afford that?
Oh. No Fear. That was big.
Remember No Fear?
That was so awesome.
Did you have No Fear shirts, Amy? Did you know what that was?
Yeah.
What about those shirts that was like, baseball is life, the rest is just details?
Yeah,
those were so cool. Oh, man. They were the jam.
Those were good. Bobby Bones, come on. It's so hard to say goodbye to another week. How about that? Is that good or no?
Pretty good.
Thank you. Mom hit a lottery $78,000 jackpot because she forgot how old her kid was. You know how you pick on years and dates and stuff?
Yeah.
She won $78,000 because she forgot how old one of her kids was and played the wrong number.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
One of her kids recently turned 20, but she forgot. She used 19 as one of her numbers, and that's what hit $78,000.
Wow.
Congratulations to her. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Get your Bobby Bones on.